trust in you, mighty God, my Savior.
Glad to be in church. Yes. Guys, love Jesus.
Yes.
Hey, amen. Isn't he awesome?
Yes.
Amen. So, as Chad said, Esther and I are the youth pastors here, and we started a series with the youth called Keep the Change. So that's the title of today's sermon, Keep the Change. How many guys, I think everybody's hands, if we were honest, would go, how many guys, we want some change in different areas. We're all lifting our hands, already thinking about different areas. Maybe some people thought about a financial, some people thought about their personality, maybe something in your family, but we all thought, yeah, you know what, I would love some change. Amen?
Yes.
Now, it's been proven that, and it's the start of a new year, and everybody is thinking about, you know, New Year's goals and New Year's resolutions, right? If you are on Facebook, bless Facebook in Jesus' name. If you are on Facebook, you're seeing those posts. Hey, this is my goal. If you're on Instagram, bless Instagram. I love it. Keeps me in touch with the youth. But you see it all the time. It's in front of everybody's mind. But 85 to 90% of people that start off the year with a New Year's resolution or a New Year's goal, 2 weeks in, stop. 85 to 90%. That's a lot, right? And some of you already thought, I know, I start off a few years with some goals and I don't accomplish them. That's not condemnation. I'm just saying, I don't know about you, but I want real change.
Yeah.
Amen? Amen? I want real change. So we've been talking about with the youth, renewing your mind. So that's what we're going to talk about this morning. And I pray that it encourages you. We had an awesome service with the youth. All of them said, yes, I'm going to take this journey of renewing our mind. Because it is a journey, right? Aren't you so glad that God allows you time with the journey? You don't get saving. I mean, I had my 17-year-old niece here over Christmas break, and I have my 1-year-old son. Now, I'm not going to expect the same thing from my 1-year-old as my 17-year-old niece, right? Aren't you glad? God knows where you are with him.
Amen.
And he's not ashamed. You say, well, yeah, I should be farther. Listen, God loves you right where you're at. But I want real change. And real change isn't just like, okay, I did it for like a month. I'm talking about lasting change. Lasting change. Because we all have issues. Nobody in Jesus is perfect. Amen? Aren't you glad you don't have to be perfect? You just got to follow the perfect one on this journey called life. So we're going to start off in Romans 12, 1 and 2. Now I'm going to start reading. So I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Everyone say, renewing of your mind. That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now I'm going to read this verse backward, and it's on our screen so we all can look up here. If we want to know or prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, you have to renew your mind from what it was conformed to. Did you catch that? There's two systems. There's the world system and there's God's system. And we were all conformed to one system. Everybody. There's no condemnation there. But how we get to know the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God is we have to renew our mind to this new system, to this new kingdom. Because my Bible says we've come out of that kingdom and we are in a new kingdom. We're in it. We're not trying to get in it. Let that be a rest. I mean, we're just trying and trying. Relax in Jesus. Relax. But if we want to know the good and acceptable and the perfect will of God, if you read this verse backwards, it's just as powerful. We need to renew our mind from what it was conformed to. Okay? So that word conform, when you look it up in the Greek, is to conform or be conformed to a pattern or mold. Okay? See, before Jesus, I didn't get saved till I was 16, 17. Okay? So obviously that was 16, 17 years where my mind was conformed to a certain system. Right? And then I walked into Generation Chosen Youth Church in Florida and it messed me up. It was the most bizarre thing I've seen in my entire life. You got a cowboy youth pastor who's our senior, who is our pastor, Pastor Lee. He was my youth pastor in Florida. And I walked in, and it's a cowboy preacher with a bunch of thugs. Crazy. It's still, and he will even tell you, it still does not make sense. There was literally like undercover FBI agents in there because it was known that people were coming in there like drug. I mean, it was crazy, but God did such an awesome thing. And when I walked in and my mind was blown, I had to renew my mind to some stuff. Amen? This is the key. Everyone say the key to real change is renewing our minds. Amen. Now I'm going to read that word transformed in the Greek is, and I told the youth don't laugh at this, but they laughed anyway. So metamorpho. See, St. U Church, we can all be serious. Okay. I said that word and they were all like, pfft. And Richie was laughing inside. But it means that word, when you translate it, from the Greek, what it was actually written is to be transformed, transfigured, changed in form. That's powerful. And actually when we get our English word metamorphosized like a worm into a butterfly. I want that kind of change. Amen. Now, I want to remind us, when we received Jesus, he did a work. He did. My Bible says you are a new creation. I did a series on that with youth, and I said, I don't care where you are. Your confession needs to be, I am new. Yes. I am. But I love how God, he loves us right where we are, but he loves us enough to not leave us there. Because it's an inside-out work. See, he did a work. On the inside, he made us a new, not just like he like did like little like makeup thing. Like, okay, I'm just going to do a little makeover. No, he transformed us on the inside. Now, the reason why this is real change is it brings that change from the inside out. Amen? I remember when I got saved, I had a certain view of marriage. Because I saw craziness in my house. And I didn't want it. And I remember, I didn't grow up in a Christian home, but I was that weird kid that was not dating. Because I saw so much pain in my household. And I, as a kid, I experienced it. I mean, to this day, it is burned in my brain the night that my dad was kicked out. I remember as a kid how that felt. My sister running down with the bloody nose, black eye from my dad. My mom was like, get out. That was it. So I had a lot of perceptions about marriage. And when I got saved, I had to be renewed to that. Yes. And I started seeing, I saw Pastor Lee and Jackie, and I saw Pastor Kenny and Betsy, I saw Pastor Jay and Tyson. I was like, whoa, maybe this can work. Because my dad's on his third marriage now. Like, I don't, that's not to condemn. I'm just saying, I as a kid, I didn't want that kind of pain. And I remember I said, if I cannot figure out how to make it work, I'm going to be single for the rest of my life. This is before Jesus. I was like, I ain't doing it. You know? And I had girls, they asked me, would you go to the dance? No. No. Now, remember, before Jesus, I'll dance with you there. But I ain't going with you. Because I'm not doing it. You know? Renewing our minds. That word world is age, time, this age, current world system. So we have to be renewed. How many of you guys can agree? This current world system. How many of you would agree? It's not working. Watch your news. Watch what's going on. This world system is not working. The world's way of doing things does not work. Or if it does, it may work for a time, and then it's not going to work anymore. We got to be renewed to this kingdom that we've been bought into. Say, I am new.
I am new.
Amen. You guys excited yet?
Yes.
Okay. The key or the way to real lasting change is to renew our minds or to change our thinking processes. Amen. Now, it's not always easy because, again, our mind was conformed to a certain system. And everybody in here has their own story with God. Some of us got saved when we were younger. Some of us got saved when we were older. But everybody needs to renew their minds. And this is a life journey. It's not, I'm going to give God a year to renew my mind. No, it's a life journey. Because you are going to be going into new things. Like, for instance, I'm a new dad. I'm renewing my mind to some stuff. When I was getting married, I had to renew my mind. Because it's no longer, I'm just single, and it's like, I can do what I want to do. I got a wife. Now that I have a son, I have to renew my mind. Everyone say, renew my mind.
Renew.
It's powerful, guys. And it is the key to lasting change. Amen? So I just mentioned, my son just turned one, which is insane to me. I mean, I just remember bringing him home, little 5-pound nothing. I felt like I was going to break him. I didn't want to hold him or change his diaper because it was like, I'm going to break his leg or something. It was terrifying, you know. And he was 5 pounds. It was like, he's like nothing. He was just nothing, you know. And now he's like this solid, like over 20-pound one-year-old, crazy. And he's walking now, crazy. Not a professional. He's got a few cuts because he's still learning. He's renewing his mind. But but it's crazy to watch him because, like, everything's new to him. Everything. Like, my wife didn't want him to eat, like, any sweets until, like, his first party. Because, you know, they always, like, dig into the cake and stuff. And, like, when he touched, this is what most kids, like, they see it and they dig in. My son was like, what is that? That is new. I've never touched it. I'm not sure. And we had to take his hand and go. And once he realized, hey, it's okay, then he went in. But he had, you know, it's amazing to watch. And sometimes when something is new, it's not comfortable. That doesn't mean it's not going to benefit you. Did you catch that? It's not easy sometimes. You know, I told the youth, you know, one of my things, you know, finances. We need to renew our mind to biblical finances. And it's a blessing when you do. Because when we first got married, and I still to this day, we've talked about it. We're going to be married. This is our 10th year of being married. And we still talk about this. We had our townhouse in Florida. My wife was working on her AA, and I was working and making 10 bucks an hour. Do the math. Not a whole lot of money. Yet we always had food. Bills were always paid. And there was no fear. I am not bragging on me or her. I'm bragging on the Word of God. Because when you renew your mind to it, you'll start thinking that way. Instead of looking at it and going, oh, I only have this much, you look at it and go, God is my provider. That'll be right there. And I still to this day, we cannot. And I, the biblical way of being blessed is you are the lender and not the borrower. There wasn't any credit cards. This isn't to condemn anybody. No government assistance. Not knocking that. Okay, I believe there are times for that kind of stuff. But we didn't have it. And there was no fear. Why? Thinking. Why are you fearful in some areas when it comes to certain things? You are having thoughts of fear, which produce emotions of fear, which produce actions of fear. I pray that you caught that. Amen. And we'll get into that in a minute. But it's amazing how it's not always, sometimes you have a thought and it's like, oh, and you have to realize that it's new. It may be new to you. And there can be some areas your mind is renewed and some you're still being renewed in. This is a lifestyle. This is a journey, and we should have fun in it. I love when God tells me, hey, Ryan, we need to kind of go this way. Hey, that I'm like, oh, cool. It's not condemnation. My Bible says there is no condemnation. I don't have to worry about God being mad at me. I don't have to. When he tells me, hey, this is, let's think this way, or brings me to a verse. Let's start doing this. It's not like, oh man, I'm failing. God's like, he's not mad at me. He's like, hey, this is going to help you. Let's go this way. We think, oh man, well, if God tells me something, he's mad at me. Listen, his wrath was in Jesus. My Bible says he put his wrath on Jesus on the cross. Amen. Therefore, there is no wrath towards you as a Jesus follower. He is not mad at you. He just wants to see you walk in this abundant life that Jesus paid for. John 10:10 says, the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but I come to give you life and give you life in abundance or in more abundance. I want that abundant life. Amen? And it's amazing how your peace is also tied to your thought life. Isaiah 26, verse 3 says that he will be kept in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Whose mind is stayed on thee. Jesus said, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give you, not as the world gives. It's not a worldly peace. It's not a peace that is of this world. It's a peace that no matter what's going on, you can just... Jesus had so much peace. And he says, my peace I give. This is his peace. When you read the Gospels and see him, that's what he was walking in, the peace of God. And he goes, I give you this. And they're on a boat. Waves crashing, going crazy. And he's sleeping. He's sleeping. He's on a pillow, sleeping. Why? The peace of God. But your peace is, that peace is experienced here. Because you can't experience the peace of God when you're having fearful thoughts. You can't. So the first point is, changing how we think is the key that unlocks the door to real change. Changing how we think is the key that unlocks the door to real change. Remember, Jesus did a work. Now he wants to help us. And what's so awesome is you're not alone in this. You have the Holy Spirit. Yeah. The Bible says is the teacher. He's going to help you do this. But it's important. I want to experience the abundant life in every area of life. I want to experience the peace of God. I want that to be where I go to. Not I get a phone call or I get told something and it's like, and I... Peace of God. Isaiah 26:3. You will be kept in perfect peace when your mind is stayed on him. Where do your thoughts need to be? On Jesus. On his goodness. Amen? We are the total today of our thought life yesterday. You are the total today of your thought life yesterday. That is not condemning. I love how Jesus simplified everything. He didn't complicate anything. You want real change? Here's the first key. Receive Jesus. Bam. Change. You are changed inside. It's done. It's a done deal. And then you walk with him and he starts to renew your mind. And that change comes from the inside out. This is powerful, guys. This is hugely powerful. A lot of us end up going around the same frustrating circles because of our thought life. A lot of us end up, why am I here again? Why am I here again? Why am I here again? Thought life. Thought life. We need to say, God, change my thinking. To renew my mind. Help me. Help me, God. And I'm having to, we all are on this journey. I didn't have the best example of a dad growing up. So I've had to go, God, you're my father. Renew my mind and show me how to be a father. And that's the past. That's I'm not mad about that stuff. But I want to be the father God has called me to be. I want to be the husband that God has called me to be. Renew my mind. Help me. And it's a journey. My God is not the God of coping or just getting by. My God is the God of healing and real change. Jesus is not a band-aid, he's a cure. He's the cure. He's not a band-aid. Well, God, just help me get by. No, God says, I want to help you get out of this and help you not get back into it. A lot of our financial issues are here. Amen? You guys good? Are you mad at me yet? Good. But my God is the God of real change, of healing, not just getting by. In Jesus, we're supposed to thrive. Where do we have to thrive first? In here. The changing how we think is the key that unlocks the door to real change. You change your thinking, you will change your emotions, and you will change your actions. You know, write that down. Write it down. If you get to heaven and show God your notes, you get a better house. Obviously, that's not true. It's not biblical. But studies show you remember 80% more of what you write down. That's why when I'm in church, I'm taking notes. And nobody in here we haven't arrived. I love how Paul, the apostle of grace, did all this stuff, writes, I don't act like I've arrived yet or I got it all together yet. I just know that this thing that has me is grace. Grace helps us to renew our mind. Grace is God's ability. In Jesus, you can renew your mind. You can experience real change. That struggle, that addiction that you have had for years, in Jesus, you are more than a conqueror. And you have freedom. You're not fighting for freedom. You're fighting from freedom. You need to renew your mind to that too. Sometimes we're struggling for a fight. I just gotta fight. Well, Jesus fought. The cross. He said, it is finished. We need to renew our mind to the finished work of Christ. And I believe this is a constant journey. If we act like we know everything that's in here, we haven't arrived yet. I don't know about you, but I mean, I read this book a lot, and I'm constantly learning. I want to be a student of the Bible. I want to be constantly growing. I want to be a student of my wife, constantly learning about her. Because she's not the same person that I married over 10 years ago. And I'm not the same. Got to renew our minds. This is powerful, powerful stuff. You change your thinking, you will change your emotions, and you will change your actions. This is the battleground. And you change your thinking. Your thoughts produce emotions, which produce actions. I'm going to say it again. Your thoughts produce emotions, which produce actions. Why are you having all these emotions of fear, of anxiety? Because you're having thoughts of fear and anxiety. Why are you having emotions you're defeated? Because you're having thoughts of defeat. When who you are, you're a child of the King, man. You can't lose. You can't lose. Why? You've already won. If Jesus won, you won. That means whatever issue, whatever struggle, you have the victory. And you can overcome. Because you're more than a conqueror. You are more than an overcomer. But we got to start here. Your thoughts, your emotions can never go where your thoughts have not yet been. I'm saying it again. Your emotions can never go where your thoughts have not yet already been. If you're thinking on it, it's going to affect your emotions, positive or negative. And I'm not just talking about positive thinking. That's very popular in our psychological culture, our pop culture. Just think positive. Well, that's not necessarily bad advice, but it's not just thinking positive, it's thinking biblical. It's the Word of God. Your emotions can never go where your thoughts have not yet been. You change your thinking, you change your life. I've told the I have youth come. Well, you know, I'm just not. You know, you preach this, and I'm not seeing it yet. Well, and then I ask, well, are you going over this? Are you doing this? Well, no. Why don't we start doing that? Got to take steps. Amen. You change your thinking. You change your life. It's powerful. When I first heard this as a young person, newly saved, I was like, wow, you mean change is that easy? Like, I get Jesus, and then he gives me this word, and I had the Holy Spirit inside me to give me revelation. So I don't even have to do it on my own. I just got to say, God, help me do this. So if I have this issue, I go get scriptures on that issue, and nobody has an excuse. We live in our day and age, if it's whatever issue, you can go to Google and just write scriptures on depression. Boom! Scriptures on finances. Boom! Scriptures on being a husband. Boom. Scriptures on being a wife. It's there. Nice. I love sound effects. Boom. You need it's there. And then you take those scriptures. A lot of us think we gotta get into this word and we gotta spend an hour in it. What if you were to have an issue and you took a scripture about that issue and just meditated on that scripture for a week? Just thought about it. Just thought about it. That one scripture. Continually. Continually. I don't know if I can do this. Well, my Bible says you can do all things through. Therefore, yes, you can. Because he's with you. So I'm going to give you guys some things that how do we renew our mind. But before we do, I want to kind of talk about some things we should renew our mind to from the get-go. All right? And the first one is grace. You need to know grace. God's ability, God's unmerited favor. You have to renew your mind to that. That's the character of God, grace and love. You need to renew your mind to who the Bible says God is, not religion. Not religion. You need to renew your mind to grace. And you need to renew your mind to God's love. If we could start there and renew our mind to those two things, grace and love, struggles would. God's grace. It's God's love. He is madly in love with you. And I know somebody just had some thoughts. Well, yeah, but you don't know what I did this last week. Yeah, you're right. I don't, but God does, and his love for you has not changed. His love for you is not based on your performance. It's based on his performance. Is based on the performance of Jesus at the cross. His love for you is settled. It's not you cannot change God's love for you. It's not you do enough love. I mean, do enough good and he loves you. And you do enough bad and God kind of goes, well, I'm a little disappointed in you. That's not my God. That's not your God. But we need to renew our mind to that. a lot of us have the testimony of we came up in religion, and it was like, oh, I have to do. How many guys' testimony is that? I have to do this enough. I got to do this enough. Isn't that stressful? I spent years in that. That was tiring. I got to pray enough. I got to read the Bible enough. Now that is, we should implement that in our lives. But when you have your mind renewed on grace and God's love, you just naturally do that stuff. You'll naturally talk to God. Some people are so bound in religion. It's, well, if I mess up, I can't talk to God. I have to get right. You are right. Never run from, run to. No matter what you've done, never run from, run to. He's always there, arms open. He will never turn you away. Oh, you don't know what I did. You're right, I don't. I still know it's not going to turn God away. Never. His love for you is constant. His love for you is settled. And you have to renew your mind to that. Because here's the thing, you start this journey of renewing your mind in some areas, just like Jonathan with learning how to walk. You're going to have some spills. You're going to have some mess ups. Man, that brings so much peace. God is not expecting you to be perfect. He's just expecting you to walk with Him. That's it. He'll work with you right where you are. Right where you are. He is not mad at you. But we need to renew our mind to the true character of God. His grace and His love. Because that will start to impact how you know God sees you. If you believe, and if it's in here, that if you mess up, God gets mad at you and God withholds, then when you mess up, you will always run from. Yes. But when your mind is renewed to His grace and His love, you will always go to. Yeah. And no mess up, well, you won't be able. I remember if I was to mess up, I couldn't even read this book for a few days. I was so in condemnation. But when you renew your mind to how much He loves you and how much He sees you and how proud of you He is, mess-ups won't mess you up. Mess-ups will not mess you up. You may mess up, but when you know He's right there to pick you up and say, let's keep going, He's right there. Every single time. But we have to renew our mind to that. We got to renew our mind to who God is. He does not bring bad stuff into our lives to teach us a lesson. A lot of churches speak that. Oh, well, that's in your life because some sin. Let me ask you a question. In the Gospels, listen to this question. In the Gospels, did Jesus ever walk into a room and go, man, you guys need to know about God? Leprosy. Did He? Did He? Where do we get that from then? Well, you got that cancer because, man, God's trying to teach you something. If He didn't do it in the Gospels, why would He start doing it now? Amen. He would walk in the room and go, you got leprosy? Bam! Meet God. Going through a financial issue? Well, it's because I made this decision and God's mad at me. No. Yes, you may have made a wrong choice, but there is a God who is full of forgiveness. And can pick you right back up and get you where you need to go. I love Henry Ford, the quote, not the car, relax. I know in this area, people have that battle, Ford, Chevy. I'm not a car guy, could care less, okay? It gets me point A to point B and gets me great gas mileage. I'm happy. Let's go, all right? But he had a quote, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. Whether you think you can or you can't, you are 100% right. If you have been struggling with something, a healing or something, you think, oh man, God is just giving me this. I want you to renew your mind to God's love this morning and know that is not God. And no condemnation. Go, oh, I've been doing this. Forget about what you've been doing. Start doing this. We get so caught up in our past, but the past is the past. I love how Paul said, this one thing I do, I forget the past and I go forward with Jesus. It's one thing I do. Yeah, but you don't understand what's in my past. The cross covered it. The cross took care of it. Move forward. And some of you are stuck in your past because of your thinking. We need to renew our mind to the true character of God. We all, I don't know, I've experienced so many, many victories by simply knowing who God really is. His grace and his love and how he sees me. You want to know where depression starts? You want to know where it starts here. Suicidal thoughts. And I know I used to struggle with that before I got saved. Listen, don't get mad at me. Young people hate when youth pastors say this, but what you listen to has an effect on you. Jesus said, garbage in, garbage out. What you're thinking on is going to impact you. I remember there was a band, Three Doors Down. Okay, and they had a song called I'm a Loser. And that was my anthem. And it was, I'm a loser. Sooner or later, you know I'll be dead. That was the chorus. Great uplifting song. Very powerful. You know? But that's what I was like, that is my jam. That's my anthem. But then I walked into church and I started learning and I received Jesus and I came out of that kingdom, came out of that system. And allowed God to start to do a work from the inside out. You have to renew your mind to the true character of God. Some of the struggles we experience is because we don't truly know who God is. If you think God is mad at you, that is going to affect your relationship. It will. Okay, we have some married people in the house. If you're married, let me see your hands. Amen. If you're single, raise your hands. Everybody look around, single people. I'll give you guys a chance. Amen. All right. But married people, maybe you're more spiritual than I am, okay? But there are some times Esther and I get in disagreements. You guys with me on that one? Or are you spiritual? All right. And that will impact that relationship. Because singles, those ooey gooey feelings. After 10 years or whatever.
Are still there.
They are still there. But absolutely, you can keep them there, but there are certain moments you're not exactly feeling those ooey-gooey feelings. Yeah. You're thinking, why is she doing that? I am late again for the umpteenth time. Because my wife is Hispanic and doesn't know time. And it impacts. It impacts. But that goes away when you choose your thoughts. you know what? It's all going to be okay. Let's forgive and let's move on. And it's we can do that in relationships with other people more easy. But when it comes to us and God, some people have that struggle. He forgave you, move on. That Paul said, this one thing I do, I lay the past behind me and I go forward. I go forward. You guys say, I'm going forward. So we need to renew our mind to the true character of God. He is grace. He is love. He is not mad at me. That'll impact your life. I can't even explain how much that'll impact your life. When you know, man, he loves me. That just makes you worship. You can't help it. Even after you fall flat on your face, you can still lift your hands and worship because you know what he thinks about you. You know how he sees you. Some people struggle with that. They come to church and it's like, well, I can't lift my hands because I just got into a fight with my wife about time. And then we got to come and do snack bar and be youth pastors and smile. And we're like, And then you know what's funny? The times that that's happened the most and it's been the most severe, I'm doing the announcements. And I'm doing the transition. It's like, I got to lay that down right now. Hey, if it'll help somebody. We all, come on, if we're married, I don't care if it's been 70, a year, 5 years, you've had some disagreements. Remember, I had a teacher at Rhema, and I'm so thankful for my training at Rhema Bible School. So thankful for it. But there was a teacher that stood up there in our marriage and family class and goes, me and my wife, we have never argued. It's like, and I was single, and I was like, wait, that don't make sense to me. Now I can go, maybe you're just more spiritual than me and my wife. Anyway, so we have to renew our mind. This is where we all need to begin. Because really, when we renew our minds to grace and God's love, it impacts every area. It impacts every area. Finances, your physical healing. You know, there are people that struggle with receiving because they think God is mad at them. Or God gave it to them. There are people that have literally died of certain things because they have believed God gave this to me for me to be used of God. It's happened. Was that God's best for them? No. Did God still love them? Absolutely. Are they in heaven? Yes. Would they want to come back? No. You couldn't pull them back. But when we renew our mind to his grace, his unmerited favor, you don't have to earn it from... Think about this. People struggle. Well, I have to earn. How could we, as imperfect human beings, ever earn anything from a perfect, holy God? How? It's impossible. That's the whole point of Jesus. He came, bought something we could never get. And now we get to enjoy it. You were in a relationship with God. Deal with it. If you have received Jesus, you are in a relationship with the King and the Creator of the universe. You're in it. See, and renewing your mind to grace and in love, now you get to enjoy it. Because if you're thinking you have to constantly earn it, it hinders. I'm not every day, I don't wake up and ask my wife every day, will you marry me? That'd be weird. She'd be like, Ryan, we did this. The ring's on the finger. You know, you put a, you liked it. You put a ring on it. Like, we're good. All right. You are good. But see, when, and I pray you get this, when I stop trying to be her husband and I just be her husband, that's when relationship is experienced. When I stop trying to be a son of God and stop trying to earn it and I just do it, that's when I experience relationship. That's when I experienced true relationship. And that is the whole point of the cross, relationship. He wanted you. He wanted you, not just to go to heaven. That's a great aspect of salvation, but relationship is the main part. On earth. This is a dad-son relationship. This is a dad-daughter relationship. You never had a dad, never had a mom. That's no excuse anymore because you have a dad. Oh, I didn't have a great example of a dad. I didn't either, but I have a dad. I have a dad. And see, what you are thinking about will come out. What you are thinking about will influence your confession. If you're thinking poverty, you'll speak poverty. If you're thinking, God might be mad at me, that's how you're going to act. Your thoughts produce emotions which produce actions. You want to change some of your actions? Allow the Holy Spirit to renew your mind. Real change. And it's not that hard. It's not that hard. So I wanted to say some things we should renew our mind to. Got to start there. Because I believe that influences every area. Finances. God loves me. He's good. He's grace to me. He's going to take care of me. See, renewing your mind will impact your faith also. Come on. This whole living for Jesus thing is not hard. I tell the youth all the time, living for Jesus is not hard. It's fun. Because he did a work and you get to enjoy it. And when you start to renew your mind, God is going to take you on a path. There are things in some of you you haven't even tapped in yet. I love the story of Moses. God comes, hey, I want you to get my people out of Egypt. Moses is like, God, you are crazy. Like, he literally told God no. He said, no. You need to get someone else. And then when he finally goes, okay, God, but you know, I don't really talk that well. And God's like, okay, use him to talk for you. But as you read the story of Moses, he develops as a leader. Now, he thought it wasn't in him, but God brought it out. There are things when you start to renew your mind and you get on this journey with God and you know he loves you, he's for you, he's with you. God is going to bring things that he has put in out that you never thought possible. And it'll blow your mind like, whoa, I just did. And you're talking to a guy before Jesus was a huge introvert. I hated talking in front of people. I hated it. Like speech class, hated it. I'd literally be in my desk like teacher, and I'd be shaking. I'd get so nervous. And then when I got saved, I just was like, man, I just want to serve God any way I can. I just started cleaning toilets at the youth. But man, I want to do something for Jesus. And I started to renew my mind to some things. It caused an intimacy. And see, intimacy produces ministry. Relationship always needs to be first. And when you are relationship focused, ministry will happen. But sorry, to renew my mind to who I am in God and all this stuff. God spoke, I'm going to use you to preach. I pulled a Moses. I was like, no. No. I want to be on the behind the scenes guy. And I was fine being there. I thrived. I loved it. And I remember Pastor Lee one night, because he's always, I love our pastor. I'm so thankful for him and his wife who brought things out of me. And he made me mad a few times. I mean, literally ticked me off. Because me and Matt, you guys remember Matt? Me and Matt were in there, we're like setting up chairs. I'm like, I'm setting up chairs. God is good, just praying for the service. God's gonna move in these young people, it's gonna be amazing. And Pastor Lee walks in, because he would lead service and lead the worship on the adult side and then come over and preach. And he walks in, he goes, Ryan, you're gonna speak tonight. You're gonna give we called it at GC a nugget. Because it wasn't a whole sermon, it was just a nugget. All right, and he goes, you're going to give a nugget tonight. And I was like, no, I'm not. He goes, yep, smile. And he walked out the door and left. And he did not come back until praise and worship was done. And I'm thinking, maybe he forgot. He didn't forget. I'm sitting in my chair, and I'm like, I'm so nervous. And I'm praying, say, God, let him forget in Jesus' name. And he didn't forget. Hey, Ryan. And when you're in like 100 young people and pastor calls you, you can't, especially with pastor, you can't say no. So I had to take a mic. I didn't get a chance to prepare. I didn't get a chance to do nothing. But he always saw something. And as I have renewed my mind, I can do all things through Christ. That means where I'm uncomfortable, I can do it. And now I can get up and preach, and it's not, I get excited to do it. Renewing your mind to who he is, how much he loves you. His grace is God's ability. God's ability is in you to accomplish anything he's called you to do. But you have to renew your mind to it, or you'll never walk in it. Everybody in this room you are on this earth sucking oxygen for a reason. There is a God-divine orchestrated plan for you. Yeah, but I didn't get saved later in life. Well, Abraham was like in his 70s. Hello? There's no retirement in the kingdom of God. We don't retire from being a Christian. Well, God, I've done this for you all these years. Now I'm retirement. God's like, no. Okay, you're retiring. You know what God sees? A new phase in your life. Okay, now we can do this. Everybody in here has a God-orchestrated plan. Before you were even born, God had this plan. Now listen to this. Before you did anything good or before you did anything bad, God had a plan for you. That means you haven't missed it. If it was created before you did anything good or did anything bad, then you can't mess it up. You haven't messed it up. You haven't missed it. You can't miss it in the kingdom of God. Because God is always there to pick you up and go, okay, let's go this way now. God has a divine destiny. He's always working you that way. Always. Everyone say, always. Say, I have a divine plan. You believe that? That blew my mind when I got saved. Like, yeah, God's love to me was awesome, but when I knew that God had a plan for me, that was revolutionary. I was like, man, God has anointed me. He's placed his Holy Spirit in me to do something. That's exciting. That's why I tell young people, living for Jesus is exciting. When you start to, and I remember when I first got saved, man, I was a little too crazy, I admit, you know, Because for me, I had lived so many years in the world, I was like, I ain't going back. And I was a little too crazy. Okay, I had these like this graphic t-shirt of Jesus being crucified, and I wore it to school. But it got questions asked. I was able to share the gospel with people. I'm not knocking that. But I remember being in just, you never know how God is going to use you. And there we can ask for boldness. Say, God, I want to be bold. The church did in Acts, they asked for boldness. And God got it to them. You are bold. In Jesus, you are bold. And I remember, man, I was in my, and I'm saying this for young people, I want you to know you can be used even though you're at a public school. If you're in college, even if you're at a public secular college, you can be used. And it is fun because it messes up the whole system. I had fun my senior year. And I remember this one class. It was English class, right? And we actually had speeches in it. And the first time in my life, I wasn't actually scared. I would, every speech, okay, you have to do an invitation speech. I invited them all to church. All right, teacher, you're telling me to make an invitation. I'm going to invite them. And two people came. But there's one class, and my English teacher was Mr. Harbaugh. He was a little odd, you know, love him, but he would like break out, like he was like this hippie guy who would break out his guitar and start singing about birds and stuff. It's like, what are we doing? You know, but this is English class. It's kind of weird. But there was one time where he goes, hey, Ryan, why don't you read some scriptures from the good book? And I was like, did he just say that? I kind of was like shocked. And we had this guy in there, and for some reason he was proud to be an ex-Jew. Weird, I don't know. But he was like, he would announce, I'm an ex-Jew. I'm like, okay. You know, whatever. And he got mad. He stood up and goes, no. There is separation of church and state that cannot be read in this classroom. And I will not stand for it. Teacher got nervous. And it was like one of those movies where everybody looks at me. You could hear their heads move. And I was like, it's like spotlight. Like God just put the spotlight like, oh. And I was like, okay, well. And then they were all like, what's this Christian going to do now? We got him. Well, see, I had a youth pastor that said to renew my mind of what my rights were as a student. And I did that. And I spoke truth. I said, well, actually, he's trying to use it to show a form of literature, and that's okay. Mic drop. That is all I said. Then you had, and I knew all these kids. I mean, they were not serving Jesus. On the weekends, they were not serving Jesus. During the week, they were, I mean, it's parties, parties, parties. They started to argue for me to read scripture in a public school classroom. They literally argued for 15 minutes. Let him read it. No, I won't stand. He's going to read it. You said, you shut up. And I didn't say a word. They fought. These heathens fought for me to read scripture in school. He gets mad. He runs out the classroom. And I had there all. Then I wasn't sure what was going to happen. Then he ran out. And they come back and they go, okay, he's gone. Read now. And I was like, whoa, okay. I read John 3:16 in school. See, you never know. When you renew your mind to who you are in Jesus, man, life gets exciting. Because you're like, man, okay, I'm here for a purpose. I'm at this job for a purpose. I'm in this place for it. I may not like this job. I may not want to stay there, but God has me here for a purpose. And that, when you renew your mind, you wake up every day excited. Okay, God, what are we going to do today? Who's going to get healed today? Who's going to get told the gospel today, God? I'm ready. I'm ready. But you got to renew your mind. You got to renew your mind to that. So how do we renew our mind? Talk about what we need to renew our mind to. His love, his grace, and who you are in him. Got to renew your mind to that. That affects every area. But how do we begin to renew our minds? Number one, you must realize thoughts are a choice. You must realize thoughts are a choice. You can choose what you think on. Thoughts are a choice. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 10:5. For time's sake, I'm just going to read it. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Your thoughts are a choice. You can choose what you think about. I've seen so many relationships, friendships, marriages, because they allowed themselves to start thinking on a certain thing. And it kept there, and it kept there. And if you're thinking a certain thing about a person, that's going to affect your emotions toward that person and will change how you act towards that person. Your thoughts are a choice. You can choose what you think on. You can choose it. I don't get, you know, Christians saying, I tell my youth team all the time, I'm like, we will not say this person is annoying. Because and God doesn't find anybody annoying. God loves all. Yes. And in this place, we will love all. You can choose what you think about a person. You can choose it. This is the battlefield. And you can choose it. A thought comes in about somebody, you can say, nope, bless them in Jesus' name. Because if you don't, you are going to start treating and acting towards that person differently. You'll see them at church and you'll go the other way. All because it started here. And I get, there's some people that are more high maintenance than others, all right? We got some young people that come into the church, and they are high maintenance. I will not say annoying. I will not say hard to deal with. I will just say high maintenance. But when I'm thinking that way about them, then when they come in, I can go to and love. Instead of going, oh, she's here. even at your jobs. Well, that person's just so mean and I just can't take them anymore. You start to think that, you'll confess that. And then it'll change how you act towards them. Nothing should affect how you see people. Nothing anybody does should impact how you see people. Just because they sin to you, you don't let that sin in you. Did you catch that? People, even Jesus said, in this world you will experience tribulation. The modern day translation, bad stuff, hard times. Hashtag tough times. Okay? You will. Jesus said, hey, they hated me. What makes you think they're not going to hate you? But just because if someone sins to you, you don't let that sin in you. You can stay in peace. You can stay in love. No matter what they do. And that's the example of our Father in heaven. And my Bible says we should be imitators of God. Copycats, imitators. Because we can't say, God, use me at my job, and then let people's attitudes or what they're doing impact how we treat them. You can't do it. Because you will walk in already more annoyed just because you're thinking about it. Come on, man. So you must realize thoughts are a choice. In this verse, he said, you can cast down thoughts. You can take a hold of thoughts and cast them out. Let that be encouraging. You can do this. Say, I can do this. And then you can choose your thoughts. You don't have to follow every thought. You don't have to follow every thought. Just because you have a thought doesn't mean you have to go with it. This is powerful stuff, guys. And then too, before we get into the main way of how to begin to renew our minds, I want you to know, thoughts are a choice, and you must realize this is a process. This is a process. You're not going to take some of the things we're talking about today and implement it the rest of the day, and then Tuesday wake up and all your problems are gone. This is a process. Know it's a choice and know it's a process. Know it's a choice. Your thoughts are our choice. And this whole renewing our mind thing, it's a process. And we enjoy the journey. Enjoy walking and living with Jesus. Don't make this thing complicated. Start, and I want you to think about what you're thinking about. That's what I want to challenge you guys. Think about that. What are you thinking about a majority of the time? A lot of people struggle with lust because they're thinking about it. Siri agrees. You know, if Siri agrees, it's truth. If Siri agrees, it's real. Amen. All right, so how do we begin to renew our minds? Number one, you must realize your thoughts are our choice. 2 Corinthians 10:5. You must realize this is a process. Allow God time to bring the change that happened in you out. Amen? And those of you that are having problems, maybe you're really believing God for somebody in your family to come to know Jesus, then get scriptures on that and meditate on them. Don't get frustrated when they're not doing it. You can have confidence. God is working. And when that is what you're thinking about, not what they're doing at the moment, not what they're into at the moment, but when your thoughts are here, my God said, my Bible said that if I raise them right, they won't depart from it. If I raise them in the Bible, knowing they won't depart from it. That's a promise. When you ask God, say, God, man, I'm praying for this person. You just believe. Listen, if you get frustrated with where they're at and what they're doing, it's going to be hard to respond in love. And God, you want to know what will blow their minds? God's love. But you can't respond in love when you're thinking opposite. When you're allowing yourself to be frustrated, it's impossible. You may be able to respond in human love, but God love coming out of you, if you have certain thoughts, it won't happen. It won't happen. Some of you parents, renew your mind to biblical parenting. There are books out there. If you need help, there are books. And you need to get these promises and put them somewhere where you see them every day. And start, listen, what you'll start to confess blessing over your kids when you're thinking right. What they're doing won't affect that. Oh, well, they're doing this, but they are blessed and they're going to come into the kingdom. They're going to serve God. Oh, but they're in jail now. Yeah, but they're still going to serve God. Come on. This is exciting stuff. So know that Your thoughts are a choice. This is a process. And this is how we renew our mind. The Word of God. You need to meditate on the Word. That means thinking. Thinking. Let's go really quickly to Psalms. And we should all know this because we spent a little bit on this. Pastor Lee did. Psalms 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be, not he may be, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit, bringing forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Where did that all start off? Meditating. In his law, he meditates day and night, and these shall be the benefits. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither. Don't accept some, oh, well, you're just getting old. Rebuke that. I'm 33. This is a little embarrassing. I'm a PE teacher, and I have a dodgeball injury. Embarrassing to say, because the last, before break, we were just playing a lot of dodgeball, and this shoulder, this finger has, like, gone numb because something went on. And people are saying, oh, that happens because you're getting old. I'm like, no. No. I'm not trying to be a bully. They were just talking smack. Man, you're just getting old, and that happens in old age. Whose leaf also shall not wither? I don't have to experience old age as the world says it. Why? If I'm meditating, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. So the benefits of meditating, which is just thinking over and over again, just saying it out loud, man, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ. And just meditating. Everyone say meditate. Let's go to Philippians 4:8. This is how, with the help of the Holy Spirit in us, this is how we renew our minds. Philippians 4:8. Galatians, eat pork chops if you need help. Galatians, Ephesians, Galatians, eat pork chops. I learned that in Bible school. You guys are welcome. You laugh, but it's helped me. Philippians 4:8, Bill. Sorry. Did I say Ephesians? All right. So Bill's going to get that on there. Now, I want you to look at this, because the Bible says to renew our mind, but it also tells us what to think about. This is powerful stuff. All right. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report. You got a bad report? I mean, from the doctor? You need to think on the good report that's in this book that has already been spoken over you. If there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Everyone say meditate. Meditate. True, noble, just, pure, lovely, good report. If there's any virtue, anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Think about these things. I love how the Bible says, do this, and then tells us how. You got to renew your mind to what the Bible says. Because you've been bought into a new kingdom. Therefore, you can't think like the old system, because if you do, you can't operate in this new one. When you renew your mind, you're able to operate in this kingdom as you were meant to. Amen? That's a powerful verse. So I want to just end with, what are you thinking about? Having problems with some kids, but you're having thoughtful, fearful thoughts. I want to encourage you. Renew your mind. Maybe you've been thinking about how unworthy you are. Jesus made you worthy. Jesus made you worthy. Been struggling with depression, suicide. Renew your mind. Know God loves you. He's for you. Let's all stand. As they're going to start playing, you can play that, the keyboard. Make me sound spiritual. This is powerful stuff, guys. And I don't believe that just because we've been in Jesus over decades and decades, that we necessarily have this down. I believe this is something we are going to be constantly doing throughout our entire lives. It's a journey. Well, I just want to encourage you guys to think about what you're thinking about and get excited about the change that has been bought for you by Jesus. Whatever you are going through has an expiration date in Jesus. But when you renew your mind, a lot of the battles, a lot of the struggles will stop. Or, you know what? And it's amazing. Maybe you'll be meditating and you'll be renewing your mind in certain areas. And the circumstance may not change right away, but your perception will. Your perception will. And what you are thinking about will be magnified. What you think about, you magnify. I love how in Romans 5, when it's talking about Abraham, it says, he did not consider that he was old or the deadness of Sarah's womb. When God told him, you're going to be a father of many nations. The two things that could have stopped that in the natural, his age and his wife's age. And he says, I didn't consider that. Where do you consider things? Here. 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 Consider the goodness of God more than your situation. Stop considering the mountain and consider the mountain mover. Stop considering the sickness and consider the healer. My Bible says, 1 Peter 2:24, that by his stripes you were healed. Were. Past tense. Were. 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 What are you considering? Because what you consider is what you magnify. And I can't, and again, I believe through meditating, your circumstances will change. But remember, there's a process. But meditating, changing how you think, will change your perception. You'll look at that thing and go, I'm victorious. I'm victorious. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm more than a conqueror. That's what we need to consider. All eyes closed, heads bowed. I'm just going to ask this question, nobody looking around. If you're here this morning, you say, you know what? I haven't started a relationship with God. I want to know that I'm right with God. I want God to come into my life. I want to be secure and know that I'm right with God. If that's you, I want you to raise your hand. Nobody's looking around, just between you and the Lord. Man, we have some hands up. Everyone, lift it high, nice and high, so I can see you. Where you're going to say, man, I want to receive Jesus. We got hands up. Prayer team, you guys can come up. Amen. I'm not going to call you guys forward. All right? I want you just right where you are. I want you just to repeat what I'm saying. Amen? And if you didn't raise your hand, guess what? You still qualify. So if you said, you know what? I want to know that I'm right with God. I want to know that I'm in God's family. If that's you, again, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand. Then I want you to say this prayer. Say, God, I know I'm not perfect. But I know Jesus was the perfect substitute. I thank you for the cross. I receive the finished work. I ask you, Jesus, come into my life. I give you my life. Change me. Make me new. I thank you that I am in your family now. And I thank you for forgiveness. I'll say it again. I thank you that I'm forgiven. I give you my mistakes. I give you my past, and I'm not taking it back. In Jesus' name. I want to encourage you that if you said that prayer for the first time, I want you to know you're leaving here knowing, I want you to know you're right with God. He's not mad at you. He never was mad at you, by the way. He loves you. And if you did raise your hand, we're going to end here in a few minutes. I would love for you guys to come up. I would love to talk with you and just kind of encourage you in Jesus and put a Bible in your hand if you don't have one. Amen. And also our altar is open, guys. If you need prayer, I want you to know God is the God that hears you. Don't leave here. I don't care how small or how big. God, if you care about it, God cares about it. If you need just to be encouraged, say, look, man, life's hard right now. I just need some encouragement. I want you to come up and get prayed for. Everybody up here knows. They just want to encourage. They all have their own story. And they would love just to pray with you and agree with you. So don't be afraid. Nobody's thinking anything. All right? Amen? So, God, I thank you for the word this morning that you brought forth. I thank you for the power of renewing our minds. I think that by your Holy Spirit, you help all of us to renew our minds in the areas that we need to be renewed in. And we open our hearts up to you and say, God, help us. Help us. And we love you. We worship you. God, I just bless everybody in this room right now, God, as they go into their week. I just bless them. I pray that they will walk with you and just be encouraged no matter what's going on. That as their minds are stayed on you, they will be in perfect peace. And nothing will affect them because they're walking with you and their minds are on you. Thank you for the work you did in some people's hearts. And we just love you, God. And we lift up our hands right now. We just worship you. We thank you for an awesome time in you. We worship you. Thank you for Jesus. Oh, thank you for Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the work you did this morning. We honor you and we love you. And we just enjoy you. In your name we pray. Everybody said. So if you raised your hand and you gave